You're listening to the Glasgow Rangers fan show. What are you making of that, David? Obviously, because Europa League are saying they're introducing VAR, and it's interesting in Scotland, you know, they go back to retrospective when they look and they can change things. But VAR, I know it's people down in England, they're not happy about it. Are you eager to see it?
I've been a neutral on VAR, Charlie, because, you know, watching the English Premiership, just going, ah, well, you know, some go for you, some go against you, some decisions look ridiculous, but others, fair enough. And I've totally been neutral on it, saying, ah, well, it's part of the game. Really nice and calm. Let's see how I do after tomorrow night, right? Because if an outrageous decision for Rangers gets overturned, I'm going to be against it. And if a perfectly good Braga goal gets, you know, chopped off because it was a millimetre, that'll do me as well. But yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see how they do it. And again, because we've got no guide, you know, will they show the incidents again on the screen? Will the crowd be left in the dark? I don't know. The referee is Spanish, so he at least does have some experience. He's coming from a league that operates VAR. And, you know, there is talk of bringing it in up here. I don't see it happening, in all honesty, for two reasons. Firstly, the cost. I don't think the clubs in the Scottish Premier League would want to pay for it. And secondly, Celtic don't want it. Pretty obvious why, if you watch our games and their games, why Celtic wouldn't want VAR brought in. But if one half of the Old Firm don't want it, then it's going to be very difficult to push it through.
Yeah, it is. Before we look at that Europa League game tomorrow night with Braga, it's such a big one. The European adventure continues. Chapter 2, what's in store? We don't quite know yet, David. Let's look at the game on the weekend. It obviously was at home to Livingston. The game got moved 24 hours because of a waterlogged pitch. Obviously, weather conditions playing their part. But it was 3 points. It was clean sheet. It didn't always look that at one point, but Scott Arfield's solitary goal enough to secure Rangers with a win.
Yeah, this game seemed to take all weekend. I was literally in Govan, just outside the ground, in the pub outside the ground at 1 o'clock, and somebody said to me, "Do you hear the game's off?" And I went, "Ah, yeah." Because it doesn't happen to us. The last time that we had a game called off for a waterlogged pitch at Ibrox was 1993. So it just didn't occur to us that it would actually happen. Then it does get called off, and then we're told like an hour later, but they're going to play it tomorrow. And we're sort of looking at the window where it's, you know, biblical. There are like horses going down by the street and boats and stuff. And you're thinking, there's no way it's going to get played tomorrow. But they somehow got the pitch looking reasonably manageable, and everybody actually took back to Ibrox the next day. The crowd hadn't been in the best of moods anyway, Charlie, recently, due to their form. Now, you can imagine what it's like after they've all come out on a Saturday. Then all had to go home and explain to their partners, by the way, you know the plans you had for tomorrow? They're out the window. I need to go back and watch it again. So the atmosphere was a little bit fraught, it's fair to say. And in the first half, Rangers did make a couple of chances, but overall, it was slow, it was sluggish, Livingston working very, very hard. The manager made a change, and I think a rather significant one at the start of the second half. He took off Ryan Kent, who is just bang out of form at the moment. And he's hit that spot where his confidence has gone, his touch has gone, and he's really struggling at the moment. You can see him getting frustrated with himself, you know, that way that a talented player does, that his brain's telling his legs to do things and they're not doing it. He took him off, they put on Camberi, another striker, moved Hadji into the middle, and Rangers did look a lot better. It was something different, and that's what I think that the fans have been crying out for, because there has been this feeling that we're just trying to play our way through this, and we're just basically going out with pretty much the same lineups, pretty much the same tactics, and just saying it'll come, form will come. And, you know, that's brave, and if it works, fantastic. But there does come a point where when it continually doesn't work, that people will say, right, well, you need to change this up. And he did, and we got the goals, a really good goal, a fantastic ball from Hadji, Scott Arfield arriving, and decent finish. And again, though, you know, we couldn't get the second. A couple of dodgy offside decisions didn't help that. There was a perfectly good goal chopped off for Morelos. But even so, I will give them credit for seeing it out, because the crowd were nervous. You know, we were nervous thinking, oh, God, this would be, you know, just like what it's been lately. But yeah, I think that the most encouraging thing was that the manager thought, right, okay, I'm going to need to make some changes. And it's not coincidental to me, Charlie, that the guys who've been impressing lately are the ones who are, for whatever reason, fresh. You know, Hadji has came in. He's a new player for us. He's looked
the
good.
The world's Arsenal greatest too. Player. Let's get
of course,
that fact
yeah,
right,
yeah,
David.
Yeah. He's just a sumptuous Vulture, like, especially on that
I watched it and I thought David's going to have enjoyed that one.
People were shouting for Arfield, Alan Lloyd-Hayes for Hadji, but it was he can do that, but again you need to have him in the middle. I don't think he suits being wider. I think he just have him up front in behind somebody where he can play those little passes through. And Scott Arfield, who didn't play a lot before Christmas, Andy Halliday had a good game at the weekend. He has come into the side after not being in for a while. So to me,
nearly
it was quite
scored, didn't he? I think he hit the bar, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. I wonder if it was Livingston goalkeeper's debut, and he somehow managed to get an arm and touch it on at the bar. Although in the second half, maybe he should have done better with the goal. So a bit of a kind of bittersweet day
three,
for the young
three
kid.
Three superb first half save from him, now, that keeper.
Yeah, and again, we are you know, the kind of mood we're in at the moment. We're like, oh God, he's going to have the game. He's never going to play like this in his life, is he, this boy? But it was almost like these guys who have a little bit more freshness for whatever reason. These were the guys who were impressing a bit more. And I think that because the manager has tried to stick to the tried and tested and the boys that he trusts, and the guys who, let's not forget, had done so well for us up until the winter break. So, I mean, it's not a crazy idea that he had. It makes sense, but I do think that maybe it's time to look at things and say, right, we've been trying this, it hasn't been working, so we're going to change it up a little, we're going to try some fresh faces, we're going to try some different systems, and we got a reward at the weekend.
Yeah, you did, and obviously we spoke about the players that maybe are a little bit fresher, and it's a strange one because all the players had that winter break, but there's a few new names that have been popping up, maybe who weren't first teamers at the start of the season. What are you making of, obviously, this Scottish Premiership race now, David? Because that result kept Rangers 10 points adrift of Celtic. They beat Aberdeen earlier on in the day. What are you making of it now, as it stands?
It's theirs to throw away. We need to be realistic about it. We've got a game in hand, and you know that takes it to 7. There's still 2 Old Firm matches, so it's not over. I know that the people are saying that, but we are going to have to go on a run of form that recently we haven't looked like we've been capable of doing. That's the problem. I got a good stat for you, Charlie.
Oh,
before
I love
Christmas,
a good stat.
Well, up to Christmas, Rangers were scoring 2.43 goals per game, and since Christmas we're scoring 1.18. So we're scoring less than half the goals we were scoring before Christmas. So you see the problem. And there's no suggestion, unfortunately, the way Rangers have been playing, that we are going to go on a run where we're going to win 10, 12 games back-to-back and put some pressure on Celtic. And equally, in all fairness, much as it pains me, there hasn't been any sign from them that they're going to drop a lot of points. So all Rangers can do at the moment is just keep in it, just keep winning. Just don't matter how you do it, just get over the line. I do think that we are pretty much in the last chance alone. I do think that any other drop points in the next few weeks is going to make it maybe that little bit too much, but we need to just keep ourselves in it, keep ourselves live, and then the next Old Firm game's at Ibrox, get something in that, change the mood, change the dynamic, change everybody's perspective, and then we'll see where we go from there.
Yeah, David, you mentioned that maybe it's last chance, and I've obviously now I'm watching the Rangers games, I'm keeping my eye on it, I'm seeing what the Scottish press are writing, the media, all over social media, and maybe, for me, David, the last few days and the weekend, a little bit of the dark arts maybe, a little bit of naughtiness, because a couple of articles about Gerrard saying that he's on the hot seat and he's got to deliver, that feels to me a little bit too soon, or is that maybe a little bit fair? What are the Rangers fans making of that?
I don't think that I haven't seen any significant groundswell. You'll always get people at every ground who want the manager sacked. I mean, yeah, I know people who've wanted every Rangers manager sacked in my lifetime. It's what they do, and you'll always get them. But there's no great groundswell of opinion for saying, you know, Gerrard needs to go or whatever. I think that if, you know, we were to go 2 seasons under him without a trophy and Celtic were to win all 6 of them, then he'll be under a lot. He'll certainly be here next season, but he will be under pressure to deliver something next year. So it's important, I think, to, you know, really push on and try and get the title challenge back on track and to do well in the Scottish Cup. But I don't think that there is any. There's always going to be pressure at Rangers if you're not winning, if you're second. This is something that is easy to forget in the way the season's going, is Rangers are better off at this point this season than they were last season. You know, we went further. OK, we didn't win it, unfortunately, but we went further in the League Cup. We got to the final. We have got more points than we had this time last year. We have gone further in Europe. It's all progress. The problem is, at a club like Rangers, yes, but what have you got to show for it? And I'm with you. For me, it would be far, far too early to even talk about things like that. He is building something. There are issues that will need to be addressed. You know, the second year in a row, there's this post-Christmas slump. That is something that needs to be sorted. But unless there is some genius manager sitting waiting in the wings who's desperate to come to Ibrox, then I'd rather stick with the stability and keep trying to push on and build towards what we're going to get. It's just unfortunate for us that Celtic are better off in points, obviously, than they were this time last year as well. So we need to take care of our own business, not worry too much about what they do for the next few weeks, just assume they're going to keep winning and make sure we get back to form. Because if we're still in it with a couple of months to go and we can start to put a bit of pressure on them, then we'll see, then it will get interesting. At the moment, we've allowed them, and we've done this, it's our fault, we've allowed them to get comfy at the top of the table, and it's a position they're used to, and we haven't put the pressure under them. We did at the tail end of the year when we won at Parkhead. There was pressure on them, but they reacted well, we reacted badly, and that needs to change.
Yeah, well, that is just the expectation, the standards, the size and stature of a club like Glasgow Rangers. Absolutely massive. They must deliver. Gerrard's got to deliver, but so have the team and the players. Well, maybe they can deliver on a European stage, because the Europa League is back tomorrow night. David, you know I've waited for it. We spoke all through the group stages. It does return tomorrow night at Ibrox. It is Braga, and we're talking about it next.
Love Sport.
You're listening to the Glasgow Rangers Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, joined with my co-host David Edgar, the man who is in the know. And you can get extra Rangers content from David at the brilliant Heart and Hand podcast. And check David out at Ibrox Rocks. These are the guys in the know. It's why we get them on the fan show. But it's also your chance to have your say. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. David, we have gone prime time. We still haven't got a full hour. This is what I'm aiming for us towards. More time with you, my man. But the European adventure does continue tomorrow. It is Braga. Steven Gerrard says we have to rediscover our form, or our best form, or close to it, if we have a chance to beat Braga. But I do believe Rangers have a great chance. No team wants to come to Ibrox. Never an easy place to get a result. They've had good form in the Portuguese league at the minute, and they did beat Benfica on the weekend. But you've got to be fancying your chances on this one, regardless of the form since the winter break.
Strangely, a wee bit counterintuitively, I actually think that this is probably the ideal game for us. And it's odd because, you know, clearly Braga are a better side than Livingston, with no disrespect meant to Livingston. But Braga will come and they will come out and play. They won't just sit in. It won't just be a bank of four and a bank of five and saying, come on, break us down. Now, that means that there's more danger at the other end, obviously, but it also gives us a bit of space to play, and it lets guys have a wee bit more time on the ball than they're used to domestically. And you're right, Rangers have responded to that. We'll need to work hard and have our defensive heads on, though, because they move the ball. I watched that game against Benfica, and they move the ball really impressively, really quickly. However, all that said, I think that this team, and this is a drawback in another area, this is a drawback domestically, I think that they kind of suit being underdogs. I think that they're much better at handling the sort of pressure that comes from being underdogs than they are of being favourites. And I think that when the expectations aren't really there for them, then that's when they are at their best. And I do think that they are very well set up in the European arena. I think the fact that Rangers have done what we've done over the past two seasons, really with the squads we've had, has been overperforming. And I also think that someone like Morelos, who hasn't been himself lately, hasn't been in form at all, I suspect he'll have a really good game. These are the nights that he lives for. These are the nights that he absolutely comes alive. I mean, he absolutely just rattled his way through our group there. He was just, you know, using some great defenders as toilet paper. So I think that it is a night that probably is coming along at a really good time for us. It's going to be a sellout. People are going to be, you know, the crowd are going to be bang up for it as well, rather than maybe that kind of Ibrox thing when we're playing a lesser team of just sitting there going, right, come on, get this job, get win, right, so that we can all, you know, get the 3 points and get up the road. And all of that adds to the, you know, the kind of atmosphere and makes it a lot more an easier place to play, if you like. Now, don't get me wrong, if they go out and we get the kind of continuing cluster that we've witnessed at times over the last few weeks, the crowd will let them know. But I do think that Rangers enjoy this type of football. I do think that they enjoy the kind of way that European teams set up against us. And like I said, it'll be a right good game. You know, if Rangers aren't on it, Braga will punish us. Equally, though, we've got players that can hurt them. And I think that their strength is very much going forward. So long as we can keep switched on at the back, so long as everybody does their job, we're very, very good at things like shape. And that has stood as well in Europe. And the key thing, the absolute key thing, the thing that's let us down since Christmas in the main, even with all the form problems, you have to take your chances. You cannot expect to you know, miss five or six golden opportunities at this level. In Scotland, sure, the chances are, well, it hasn't been lately, but the chances are you'll make another one. In Europe, no. If you make a glorious chance, you have got to bury it. And that's the key thing tomorrow night. So, yeah, strangely, Charlie, despite our kind of recent travails, I'm quite upbeat for this.
I feel really upbeat. I mean, I know Braga have a good European pedigree. They topped their group, a group that did include Wolves. But let's not forget Rangers' European pedigree this year. They was in a group with Porto, Young Boys, Feyenoord. This is a group that they actually qualified in. They fear no one. And on the basis that Rangers are at home first, do you think this is an advantage for Rangers? Because, you know, maybe win this game, get a little bit of a cushion, get a little bit of a lead. You know, Braga have to attack them next game. Or would you prefer that Rangers were away because, you know, Braga can nick that away goal?
The key thing is exactly that. You're spot on. Keep a clean sheet. 100%. Just make sure you get out of there with a clean sheet, no matter what. Because I fancy is to go anywhere really in Europe and score. Well, if you're shown we can, you know, we went to Portugal, we went to Holland, we did score, although we threw it away at the end in Switzerland as well. So keep a clean sheet. And you're absolutely right, because in the second leg, then all the advantages with us when it comes to away goals, it means every attack we have becomes really worrying for them, because they know that they can't afford to concede a goal. So in that sense, yes, I think that being at home first, you can give yourself a really big platform to go over there and know what you have to do. When Rangers got to the UEFA Cup final in 2008 under Walter Smith, it was built on that. There are a lot of games, if you look at that run, that Rangers draw 0-0 at home, because the key thing was don't concede an away goal. If it's a draw, okay, we'll score over there and we'll hold out. And that's what Rangers did, and it took them all the way to the final. We called it Waltonaccio, because it was, you know, make sure we keep it tight. These teams, you know, might have better players than us, but we'll keep them out and we'll nick one. And that's what we did. And I think we saw some similar to that last night, actually, with Atletico Madrid against Liverpool. It's like, we make sure we don't concede. If we get one, fabulous. But that's, you know, the priority is the clean sheet. So it might sound, again, a little bit odd that I'm saying that, but if we were to get, you know, that a 0-0, it's not the end of the world. A 1-1, strangely enough, wouldn't be, you know, a great result. It's still a draw, but it's different. I think that's the key thing for me. Just make sure that you keep them out. And then we've got players, you know, you mentioned that we've got Hadji, we've got Morelos. Morelos got a sensational record in Europe this year. Give yourselves a platform to go over there. It's not even, I hate this phrase, but make sure they're still in the game. I don't want to still be in the game. I want to be in a position to get through. Like everything, you know, if you could, a 2-0 win would be just absolutely magnificent. That would be fantastic. But like I say, make sure that the defenders have got their game heads on tomorrow night. Keep them out and then go. I tend to think that if they score, you really need to win by two after, you know, like a 3-1 becomes the minimum then. Mm. And that gives you a mount to climb. Whereas if you keep a clean sheet 1-0, that sets you up very nicely for going over there.
Yeah, and it's like what you said, David. This is maybe the game that Rangers needs at the minute, because when we were seeing them earlier in the season before that winter break going so well in the Europa League, so was the home form. And maybe this is the game that they need to spark themselves, galvanise themselves to go, come on, boys, and really sort of kick on from here after Thursday night.
I'm really interested to see the team tomorrow night, Charlie, because I think that, for instance, Ryan Kent might well have been put on the bench had it been a domestic game. But I wonder, because the manager, he likes his system in Europe. He likes guys that can carry the ball, that can run at pace, that can take it out of the defence. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Ryan Kent start, even though And again, as bizarre as it sounds, had we been playing St Mirren tomorrow night, I think that Kent might have started on the bench. But because it's Braga, the type of game it is, and you're right, it's a chance for the players because they have done well to get to this stage. So the pressure on them isn't as big as it is in certain other competitions. Go out there and, you know, just play and enjoy it. You've earned the right to be here. You know, you got there, and savour it and make sure that you deliver the kind of performance you're capable of. At one point, realistically, in Europe, we are going to run into a better side than us, and they'll have a bit much for us. We get that, right? That's realistically what's going to happen. We can always dream, but, you know, chances are. But make sure then that they have to beat you. If Braga knock us out because it turns out they're a better side than us, we can live with that. If Braga knock us out because we made mistakes, that's tougher.
Well, David, it's our first European prediction for a while. What is it for tomorrow night? What will it be?
I'll go 1-0 Rangers tomorrow night, Charlie.
Yes, come on. That's what I just needed. I'll be watching. I'll be tuning in. David, always good to get you on back at prime time, talking Rangers, as it should be, every Wednesday, 8:30 to 9. But make sure, as I said earlier, you check out David at the usual places, at the Heart and Hand podcast and at Ibrox Rocks. And if you want to listen back to this show, go to our website and download the podcast. But we will be not only watching tomorrow, we'll be back next week to tell you all about it on the Rangers Fan Show, 8:30 to 9. Every Wednesday on Love Sport Radio.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.